Looking for a movie that's good for kids? That can be a challenge these days. Even the so-called family movies are filled with adult humor and cartoon violence. It's an ongoing concern that led to the formation of a national nonprofit called the Coalition for Quality Children's Media. It's teaming up with UH Manoa's Outreach College to present a free Kids First Film Festival. Ann Brandman is putting it all together. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning to you.
There's kind of a national movement to find movies for kids that are actually appropriate for kids, isn't there?
Yes, there is, and there are a number of venues around the country that are actually plugging into programs like Kids First Film Festival. And those programs are free of the kind of gratuitous violence that you see a lot in cartoons and feature films as well. And they also have a movement to be free of gender, race, and religious bias. And they're great films. They're by independent filmmakers, but also some of the studios are heading in that direction as well.
Yeah, a lot of the so-called kids' movies that I've seen seem to have jokes that are really geared toward their parents, and a lot of things that involve bopping somebody on the head.
Well, we can't get away entirely from bopping on the head, I've noticed, but if it advances the storyline in a positive way, then you'll see it in our films as well, but only if it advances the storyline. In fact, I mean, we actually have shown films about bullying and things of that sort, but done in a way that kids can relate to from their own particular age group.
Is there a pretty active group within the film industry that is making films that are appropriate for kids?
I would say I was actually surprised at the number of independent filmmakers who are going this route. And the thing about it that I think is helpful for them is they can start out with maybe a short format children's film. And then if that becomes popular, they can go to feature and then, you know, move on from there. So I think the flexibility in format is a very positive. And a lot of the film schools, like University of Florida's film school, they have a number of films for children. So I think it's an easy form to teach, and it's a way to move into features.
And you would think that it would be very rewarding for a filmmaker, given that it's a very responsive audience, and given that most of us remember our first experience of film as kids, to be one of just total wonderment, you know?
I was scared. I saw Lady and the Tramp, and I had to be taken out of the theater because I thought they were eating that spaghetti, and I thought they were going to come right out of the screen. But since that time, I've grown to love film, as you know.
Well, it's good to bounce back from these things, yeah. I was escorted out of Wizard of Oz when the Wicked Witch of the West melted at Radio City Music Hall.
I think that probably was an appropriate response.
Even to this day. Seemed that way at the time. Yeah, I'm not sure I would do that much better today. But kids get so immersed in movies. I mean,
yeah, and I'm really happy to report that this year the our venue is the Art Auditorium on the UH Manoa campus, mm-hmm. and they have put in a new projection system and new sound system.
Oh, terrific.
And our screen is a huge wall, and the kids are able to sit on the floor as well, right in front of the wall, and they get completely immersed. And having gone to film school, you know, we learned to sit way up front.
Yeah.
And so they're getting that first experience. So, yeah, they're immersed.
There still is nothing that overwhelms quite the way a good film, and sitting in the dark, huge screen, really good sound.
Exactly. I mean, I always looked at film philosophically, too. I mean, it's sort of platonic, right? It's the it's a dark communal situation where light is projected onto a screen or a wall. So yeah, I think it's a very strong. It's our fire.
It's our tribal ritual.
Yes,
yeah.
Our fire.
I like that. A couple of the movies are for the really young, ages 2 to 6,
mm-hmm.
and I think we have an excerpt of one, the Peppa Pig, My Birthday Party.
I think you've got Poppy Cat, but they're a double feature.
Poppy Cat's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
Oh, Poppy Cat, it seems like it's been raining forever. We can't go outside and play. So how about I tell you a story? Okay, then. I call this one Poppycat and the Great Space Rescue.
When outer space is full of danger, you can count on Rocket Cat!
And the Rocket Cat Ranger!
That was terrific. I heard a little ukulele in there.
Uh-huh. A lot of these films have terrific soundtracks, too. Poppycat was originally made in Britain, and it's since come to the States along with Peppa Pig, who is also very adorable, but I understand some parents get annoyed with the snorting of the pig. It's sort of throughout the entire show, but the kids love it.
It's part of being a pig.
Yeah. And Poppycat...
Who has a pig that doesn't snort, right?
True. Poppycat, by the way, is based on stories by Lara Jones. So a lot of our films are also... That's another aspect of children's films, is oftentimes they start with books and then they're turned, you know, favorite books, so, and then they're turned into films. So that's a great form as well.
Well, anything that gets kids reading books and you know, really appreciating real cinema is a pretty wonderful
thing.
Yeah,
it makes a great transition to show the films and then sit and read with your kids.
I also liked the posh British accent in the Poppycat excerpt we played.
I do, too. I'm half British, so I just love it.
Are Europeans pretty active in this film? Seems like some of them are.
Well, I'll tell you,
Norway.
Yeah, the Norwegian and Danish films for children are just spectacular. The one that we're showing, Wolf Summer, is so beautifully done and very gripping. And the soundtrack and the music, the acting. So they put a lot of care into their children's films.
I would think for a filmmaker, it would be a very attractive way to sort of start out, because if you can reach an audience of children, there's something very genuine about that reaction that you get. Yeah,
absolutely. And also, you know, for me, I'm very interested in media literacy. I like the idea of starting kids out to become media savvy from the start, so as adults they can begin to interpret, you know, the media that they see. But I was going to say that another thing is that a lot of these filmmakers, start to have children themselves, and so do the actors. Mm-hmm. And so you see a lot of famous actors going into the children's films because they begin to think, ooh, what do I want my kids to see? Especially, what do I want my kids to see of me?
I bet. Thanks very much, Ann. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Ann Brandman of the University of Hawaii's Outreach College is the curator of the annual Kids First Film Festival, which runs on Sundays from June 8th to July 13th. Shows are free, start at 3 p.m. at the UH Manoa Art Auditorium, and details can be found at hpr2.org.
Time's a-wasting. The birds are singing. Missy Lottie's still asleep. Good morning, sweetiekins. Have yourself a busy, buzzy day. Today is the Big Inventors Competition. Flinching inchworms, what a buzz!
Ah, my beautiful trophy!
Look, she's flying!
Like a bird!